My name is Stephen Ashmore Blakely, and I play Will. I'm not quite sure whether Will he's somewhere between a lost soul and a lost cause. I expect he Will is someone who works in a marketing capacity, although he likes to call it advertising because he thinks that's a bit cooler. And image is very important to Will, not only in terms of his work, which I think blurs with his kind of personal life, but also the image that he portrays to people and those around him. Some would call him shallow and misogynist, but I think that would be unkind.
Would you say that Will is a comedy character in a dark play?
He's not intrinsic to the whole plot, his character. But he does offer light relief in one level. So I think you're right. I think that one can build on that, because I think what he reflects, which is maybe a kind of broader sense of the whole piece, is this awkwardness. And I'm not sure it's particularly British, but I'm going to say it's particularly British. Mm. You wouldn't find the Italians doing this, for example. You know, this kind of very English-British restraint around dealing with things that might be anywhere emotional. So I think he brings to the play a comedic element, but there's also an undertone, which is this awkwardness about people either having something to say about death or nothing to say, and if it's something to say, it's normally the wrong thing and it's normally misplaced, particularly within your group of friends.
When did you first get involved with Staying Alive? What's your background?
Kat and I trained at drama school, and then Blackshaw Theatre ran, as I'm sure you know, a competition, which is New Writing Night, and Kat won that, and then Blackshaw Theatre went on Casting Call Pro, I think it was, and said we'd like to ask for auditions, and I put my hat in the ring, and we all turned up to a pub in Tooting, and went upstairs and auditioned, and I got the part, and I'm just thrilled that someone's backed it. And there's the energy and the commitment to put it on for a 3-week run, because it's, I mean, I would say this, but it is a fantastic piece of writing, because it doesn't, you know, with the sort of subject matter, it could go very easily slapstick comedy, or it could go kind of very miserable, very reflective, introspective, and it's not, because it tells the truth. And when you tell the truth, people can both sympathise, empathise, and they can connect to it. In both a visceral and cerebral way.
Have you performed in much new writing before?
Yes, I have, actually. It's what most people come out of drama school do.
Do you like it?
Yeah, no, I do. I do, because I've done a lot of stuff above pubs. Theatre-wise, obviously. And
sure.
That was in my youth. I needed the money. And there was a lot of new writers. One particular one called Dean Stallum, who is an ex-convict, and he's actually got a great charity called Art Saves Lives, and he put on quite a few plays, which people would determine quite gritty. I mean, Time Out called him, you know, he's like Pinter on speed.
Right.
I did a bit of stuff for him probably 4 or 5 years ago, some stuff for some other people from the poor school where we trained.
Yeah.
It's great.
Thank you very much for talking to
me. My pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.